Okay, we're beginning the last parak of Maaseiros on Daf Lamed Ches, 38a. Okay, so the Mishnah is divided into two parts. The Mishnah is going to talk first about Iker Shasalim, and then it's going to talk about Iker Lefes Utsnaitis. So if you see my Mishnah base, Iker Lefes Utsnaitis. So it's always good to see the structure of the Mishnah to understand that we're comparing two different sides of the same case but different plants, and therefore it takes on a different halacha. Okay. Iker Shasalim B'Tech Shalom. So Shasalim are plants that either they're going to be trees that have to be replanted because they're too crowded. There can even be some fruit on that tree, that young tree that is needs to be replanted. Or we're talking about vegetables. Okay? What he's doing is he's uprooting the plant where it is, and he's replanting it somewhere else. The issue here is an issue of, do you have to take off Maaseiros before you replant it? That is the issue here.
Before 3 or 4 years old, or is it after?
No, let's not worry about Arla for now. Arla is a separate. He talks about, in number one, he explains the Mishnah referring to fruit-bearing saplings, and Derech Emunah explains why the prohibition of Arla does not necessarily apply here. I didn't look at that Derech Emunah, so I don't want to get into the Arla part of it. So let's just leave that on the side. But certainly, if we're talking about vegetables, it's not an issue of Arla.
These are saplings that have fruit on them already?
It could be. Even if there's...
they don't have fruit, what's the problem? There's no...
Right. That's true.
The word sapling is used for things outside of trees.
Number two, he says he does not have to tie the vegetables or the fruit growing on the saplings.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it never got to...
Yeah, well, what he's doing here, his goal here is to have them continue to grow. So therefore, they certainly don't have a Gemara Malacha. But even maybe Roy Lachil, it doesn't make a difference.
You want to spread them out so that they grow
better. Why do I need this Halacha? Why can't I use the Halacha? It's not finished growing, therefore it's not Chayav.
Right, yeah. So he goes through a long, lengthy discussion here in footnote 1 and 2. Where he discusses two aspects of what the issue here, what might be. One issue is it's forbidden to plant tevel. This restriction, he quotes this from Tosefta Demai 1:13. So he says it even applies to produce that is not yet obligated on Maaseiros, provided that it has been processed to some degree. Our Mishnah permits it because it's not really considered processed. That's basically why. And then he has a long discussion about the Isser about planting tevel. And he goes through a whole discussion. He says, the prohibition is stated in Tosefta, its reason is not immediately clear. In other words, the reason why it's Isser is not so clear. So A, he talks about benefiting from tevel where you're causing its destruction, using it as fuel. So you're not allowed to do that, so maybe you're not allowed to plant it either. B, another suggestion is it's a gzeirat darabanan because you're going to have a loss of the trumas and maaseiros that was in there, and by planting it, they're going to be destroyed also. C, planting is a fixed, substantial use similar to formal eating, so that might be considered a kvias. There's all different reasons he brings here, A, B, and C, if you want to see it. Anyway, so the Mishnah is telling us it's potter. I'm not so clear on this Mishnah exactly to explain it any better. It says that you don't have to worry about taking off the maaseiros beforehand. Also, it could be that you could eat from it there. All right, still. Okay.
You would think that you have to because you're, quote, harvesting even though you're planning to plant it again, the industry comes to tell you, you don't have to. You don't have to take it off.
Basically. Yeah. Lokach b'mechum l'karka. Now, if you bought it, now here he says, now before we were talking about sets, he calls it sets. Here he's saying it's produce in general, not just sets. If produce was sold when it's attached to the ground, it could still be eaten in the usual manner. Now, what he's saying over here is, it's teaching us, even Reb Meir, okay, Reb Meir is the one that holds, let's see, I forgot to speak this out before. It was necessary to really speak this out earlier because this is a contrast in the Shita of Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that if you uproot sets and you replanted them in your own land, which implies if they were sold, the purchaser may not replant them in his land. In other words, the ratio of the Mishnah was Ha'ikar Shalom Mitak Shaloi. You're planting it in your own field. But it's mashma if somebody was planting it in their field, in a different field, so I sold it to them, then he would not be allowed to plant it without taking off Mysis. And the reason for that is because this Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Reb Meir, who holds that a sale is Kaveh L'Maiser, even though Davar Shaloi Nigmar Malachto, and therefore you would not be able to do it.
So if you were to send it to a friend and not sell it,
No, that's the next case. Let's hold on for that.
It's still attached. It's attached.
You're pulling it out of the ground and you're replanting it. So there's a point in time where it's not attached to the ground. If I'm selling it to my friend, Reb Meir holds Mekach is kaveh even a davar shaloi nigmar malachto. And therefore, it will be also for him to replant it without taking the maizos first. The chiddush over here is lokach b'mechubar l'karka. Even Reb Meir will agree that if the thing that you're buying is mechubar, then even mekach will not be kaveh. Okay? All right? Does that make sense? Mishnah teaches even Reb Meir who holds sale of unprocessed produce renders it obligated in maizos. He will agree that attached produce does not. Okay? It's a mistaver dicker thing. So, this is a quite complicated beginning of a Mishnah. I'm not 100% sure I got it yet, 100%. Now, the next case is what you asked. Lokat l'shaleach l'chaver. If you're going to take it, and you're not going to sell it, but you're going to give it as a matono. So Potter, you're Potter, because Matana is not like Mekach. I think he quotes...
So the other guy's going to replant it.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Of course.
According
to Reb Meir, only whole selling is what causes it. It says over here. Although our Mishnah follows Reb Meir in footnote 4, second paragraph, he says he agrees sending it as a gift does not have the effect. In the previous Mishnah, Reb Yehuda ruled that preparing a set of produce to send as a gift does render it obligated, remember? We had a whole discussion about that. However, even Reb Yehuda would agree in our case, he says.
So the person who receives the gift is responsible to take out the
terms. Well.
Yeah, later on.
It's later on. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And he says that in the second paragraph, he says that not only the recipient may replant them without removing the maizos, but also the giver need not separate maizos before sending them away. And again, all this is because people realize this is being sent specifically to be replanted. So everybody knows it hasn't had maizos taken from, and it's a gift, so it's not kaveh. Rabbi Lozman is I Omer, and Yesh Kiyos Vahemim Karm Bashur Karel Chayavim. He has a problem, which is really a Maris Ayin type of a problem, which is a Drabbanon, that if people see that these have reached a stage in their development which is sold in the marketplace, then you would not be able to do it. You would not be able to replant it without taking maizos. Now, this is what I told you before. This is, we're comparing the beginning, the first part of the Mishnah was Ha'ikar Shesolim. This is Ha'ikar Lefes Utsnoinus. So this is a little different. This is turnip or radishes. And we'll say in a second what the exact difference is. But these have a different halacha. And you're going to replant it for the purpose of making it into seeds. What's going to happen is the radishes will become completely ois roi la'achila, because they're going to dry out in the ground. And they're going to grow out, not producing new fruit, but we're going to produce new seeds. So that's what's happening here. It's chayiv, so you're obligated to take the maizos before you put replant it, because m'neishu garnon, because they've already, in other words, it's reached its.
That's a gemara
malacha. It says over here. The way he explains it in 9 is that you're going to lose all trumas and maizos from these plants if you don't take it now. Because they're going to become ois roi l'achila, right?
Why is he replanting them then?
He wants to create seeds. They're going to become ois roi l'achila once they dry out in the ground, right? They're going to become ois roi l'achila once they dry out in the ground. And the seeds are not roi l'achila either, so that's not going to be chayv and maizos either. So you're at a point here when you pull them out of the ground. If you don't take it now, it'll never have it. You'll never have the opportunity later. That's what the Mishnah means by neishum garnon. But solom sheishrishu ba'aliyah, if you put your onions up in your attic, and in those days the attic was, I guess, a little dirty, and there was some dirt up there, and they actually started to take root in the attic. So taru milatame. If they were tummy before, they become tahar. This is a special din by Tuma that calls Zerah Zeruah Asher Yizareah, the Pasuk says. And it says so many times Zerah Zeruah Asher Yizareah, so the Gemara Dashans, that any way of any way, shape, or form of Zriah will be Matayar these things from Tuma. But Lagavi, all other halachas, such as Maisus and Shvias, it does not have halacha like Mechover. So this is a specific halacha. That's why the Mishnah points out only Tuma, nothing else. Something which is tamei that becomes mechubal karka will become tahar. Right.
It became tamei because something.
It was tamei beforehand. Yeah, there was tamei beforehand. You put these tamei onions up, turnips up in your attic. It took root. It becomes tahar. Okay, nafal ha'am apilas. Now, if debris fall on top of the onions. We're going to assume now that the debris is falling on the onions and they're on the ground, not in the attic. This is on. Let's assume they're on the ground. Vehein megulin, and it's partly uncovered, which means that the bulb itself is covered, but the leaves are uncovered, just like a normal onion would appear when it's planted. So it's regular covered onions. Okay, that's what it means. Harei elu kinetuim basada, just like the plant in the field, and it has, I think it's, right? They're not only immune to Tumah, they're subject to the laws of Maisus and Shrias. And you pluck them on Shabbos, you're violating the Isra of harvesting. In this case, the bulbs are covered by soil, the onions are planted in the usual way. They enjoy the halachic status of planted, even if the owner did not want them to take root. Okay? Anything else here? We'll leave it at that. Okay, let's keep going. Ha'ikir Shalom Teflon. Let's see the Gemara. Ha'ikir Shalom Mitach Shalom. The Gemara is now going to try to figure out who the Tana is who limits the prohibition of replanting produce to only that which is processed. But if it's not completely processed, then I can continue to plant it. Even though it is
it means pears?
No. It means young plants.
Sets are
sets.
The age of the plant?
No,
these are young
plants. Yeah, these are
plants. Sets means a young plant that is plucked from the ground and replanted elsewhere, such as a nursery plant. That's what it says over here. Okay. So Rabbi Abu B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, and Lakish, Rabbi Kiva, he says, come on, Rabbi Kiva, it's not Tamar, it says the Mishnah in Peah.
What do you mean processed?
It's it has not been processed. It's unprocessed. That's why it's mutter over here. If
mean?
It had been processed,
what is the process we're talking about?
You didn't start harvesting the.
If you would have gone ahead and you would have harvested the peiros or the vegetables, but you still haven't made a pile out of them, it wasn't nigmar malacha. Rav Meir Shita is that it's not you're not going to be allowed to plant those, even if it's loy nigmar malacha. Right? I think that's what it says here. 14. Yeah, that's what note 2 refers to.
What does he mean by process? That's what I don't understand.
There are the steps.
It's
followed. Yeah. What are the steps here?
Plucking it from the stem, washing the.
It's a little ambiguous here. In footnote 2, second paragraph, if you look over there, he says that the restriction applies not only to produce whose maaser obligation has been established, but even to produce that is not yet obligated to maaser, provided that it has been processed at least to some degree. Our missionary permits planting sets, however, because they are completely unprocessed, since they will continue to grow and develop. So the exact definition of process, I'm going to leave it open for now. Let's keep going. Let's see what happens in this Mishnah in Rav Yehuda Akiva. So the Mishnah in Peah says like this: Noitom and Hagarin Vizareya, you can take untithed kernels of wheat from the threshing floor and plant them. Upatrimon Meister Satri Mareach, up until the time that you smooth the pile. Once you smooth the pile, then everybody agrees you can't plant it. Divrei Rav Akiva. Okay, so the Chachamim are going to disagree with Rav Akiva. They're going to hold no, that even if you haven't reached the point of Miruach, it would also be Aser. So that's why we're saying that our Mishnah is coming out like Rav Akiva, because we're allowing the replanting because it is not yet processed. Let's say, for the sake of argument, full processing means it's had Miruach done. I'll just throw that out as a definition. Okay, now let's go to Amid Beis. Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yechanan d'mei Akolhi, no, it can even come out like Chachamim. When Chachamim and Rav Akiva b'shesolim, they agree in these case of the translating them as sets, that although you're not allowed to replant kernels of wheat even before you've done the Miruach, but they will allow it over here. Why? Ma ben chitim, ma ben shesolim. What's the difference? Chitim gemar malacha. Chitim, it's really finished with the malacha once you go ahead and put it in the silo, even if you haven't smoothed out the pile, but it's really, for all intents and purposes, done. And shesolim ain't gemar malacha, but these are really not reached the gemar malacha at all. These are going to be replanted and going to be grown further, and so therefore they would allow it.
Does Rabbi Akiva agree with them also in their shita? And it seems that there's no difference.
There's a difference. Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Akiva's more makel, right? I'm not sure what exactly you're asking. The first teretz of the Gemara was that's the shita of Rabbi Akiva. So if you learn that way, then you hold the Chacham argue, and they hold that you would not be allowed to replant it without taking off my shoes. And now what he's saying is that they don't argue because they only hold the way, they only argue with Rabbi Akiva by wheat. Mm. So by wheat, they for certainly argue, right? Mm-hmm. If it's before Miruach, Rabbi Akiva allows you to replant the wheat without taking off my shoes. The Chacham don't agree. Okay? Might Rabbi Akiva the Chachamim. Now, on the other hand, let's go to the other side. When it comes to the turnips, that's the second Mishnah, the second part of our Mishnah, and it said what? That it says how Eichel Lefes Tzoynis is Chayiv. There you are Mechayiv to take off the Maasers, right?
For reason,
why? Because they deteriorate when they're replanted. You're going to lose everything. So the Gemara asks, Chitin Einum Seidim? If you plant wheat, doesn't it also deteriorate? Of course, it disintegrates in the ground. So my answer is chitim yeshlahan garna charis. The chitim are going to grow. They're going to produce a new crop of wheat. That new wheat again was going to have all the requirements of krumas and maisers. But these turnips, like I mentioned, is going to dry out in the ground. They're no longer going to be edible. They're no longer going to be shaykh to maisers, and what's going to come out of them is seeds, and those are also not going to be chayiv ma'isers. Ein gur acharis is not going to be another gurin, so therefore, there's a distinction. That's the difference. Okay, so that's the difference we're going to stick with here. Okay?
Yeah, he's
so he has a summary here, and I had a feeling you'd want to. In summary, we'll read the summary very quickly. So, A, concerning wheat kernels, Rabbi Akiva and the sages disagree. He permits replanting them, our sages prohibit it. In the case of sets, even the Chacham agree they can be replanted. C, regarding turnips and radishes, even Rabbi Akiva agrees they have to be timed before they're replanted because otherwise their Maaser obligation will be circumvented, or because they've reached their Gemar Malach, however you want to learn. Now, the next part of the Mishnah. Lokat l'shalech l'chaver potter, if you collect it to send to your friend, Rav Omar, who also lochal, in certain situations, which we're going to say soon, he cannot eat it. Who's he?
Yeah.
He means either person.
Either
person, either recipient or the sender. The Grah deletes the word who because of the ambiguity of it, because he holds it doesn't make a difference who it is. So you don't have to say who. Okay, that's what it says in footnote 4. Rav Shammai, now we're going to explain it a little bit. Rav Shammai, Amar Kumi, Rav Yosi, Rishem, Rav Acha, Mado, Marav, this that he said, it can't be eaten, B'shech Nisu, L'chatzar, Reis HaShmira, you brought it into a courtyard. Although the sets are unprocessed, they may not be eaten in this case, because this is coming out again, like Rav Meir, who holds that Al-Chatzar is Kaveah by Adavar Shalindim and Malachto. So once it goes into the house, the chutz or mishnameres, it's awesome, right?
Yeah, it becomes namakoy ben maisa.
Right. So he says, the mayor rules the sale renders an obligated maisrus, and the gemara always assumes, he always writes this in the footnote. He does this time and time again, that just like the only mufurisha thing we have from a mayor is that sales are koveya, even by Davar Shalindim or Malachto. And the Gemara makes the presumption, the jump, it's not a big jump, but the assumption is that the same way Rav Meir holds that way by sale, he's also going to hold that way by if it goes to the Chatzar. Okay? So they can't be eaten, but they could be replanted. So he says here the difference. What's the difference between eating and replanting it? So he says like this, bringing unprocessed produce into a house.
Where is that?
I'm on the bottom of 6.
6 the second paragraph?
Yeah. What's the difference between eating and planting, right? We're saying that Rav holds you can't eat it, but we're allowing them to replant it. What's the difference? The difference is that bringing unprocessed produce into the house establishes Maaser obligation with respect to eating because the house is the final destination. As far as planting, its final destination is the field rather than the house. So even unprocessed produce that has been brought into a house is going to still be removed and planted out in the field. So the presence in the house is immaterial, and therefore it won't be kaveya. Okay, it's elaborated in footnote 2 in the Mishnah. He says explicitly over there that it doesn't matter in the Shsolim, Haiger Shsolim, that even if you bring it into a house, you still don't have to take off any maestras. We're going like your mayor, and the difference is, like we just said. Okay? It is clear that Rav attributes the Mishnah to a mayor, because otherwise he could not have qualified it in the above manner. What does that mean? What does he mean by that? An English note. Huh? It is clear that Rav attributes the Mishnah to a mayor.
Because he says it's talking about the...
Because if it right, because he is the one that holds that unprocessed produce will be nikba aidei the haknasas to the chatzar. Exactly. So how do we know? The Mishnah indicates that we're coming up like a mayor, because it says lokach b'mechuber lekarka potter. That if you buy it while it's attached, you're potter from taking maaseres, ha tolish chayev. But if you take it, if you bought it while it was detached, then you would be chayev. And whose shita is that? Manis le mekach chayvom aperish shonig malachdom. Laura Meir, isn't that like her mayor? So you see, this is the shita of her mayor. So, more goes on a little bit. I mean, just a few more lines here, I guess, on Lamed Tes. Let's see what it says over here. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Rabbi Yehuda he. He says, Rabbi Yehuda says, sending a gift obligates it in Maestras. The Mishnah's teaching, Rabbi Yehuda's ruling applies only to processed produce, not to that which is unprocessed. The Mishnah makes a point by stating, one who receives a gift may replant them without tithing them first. Okay, so let's hold it here. Let's hold off here and we'll do the rest of the Gemara later on.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Same time.
It's funny. It's interesting that you have an overlap because you have 90 now on this exact sukkah. If you have that from Amorayim.